Well, David, one minute, our next guest, and there's been a lot of talk lately about the discovery or the search again for Franklin Ships, worthwhile venture for. Is this a worthwhile venture for Parc Canada? I guess part of the question, and we proceed from there. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm wondering about you know, all the discussion that's happening right now. Can you give us a brief idea? What do you figure is happening here?
Well, Parks Canada is mounting the largest search for the Franklin Ships, largely based on Inuit oral testimony from the 19th century as to where to look, and they're bringing this high technology to try and find the ships.
And what is the Prime Minister announcing, or what's the timing here?
Well, the field party should be arriving today. I believe they're on the Laurier now, sailing out of Joyhaven. And they should be arriving in the search area sometime today. And then they'll begin about a month, they hope, of search. It's always weather-dependent. Everything's weather-dependent in the north, of course. And we'll have to see. This is the fourth year that they've been working on this. And this is probably the largest and most comprehensive effort so far.
Right. I guess everything, they're just eliminating places that they search and then just keep searching more, or how would they do that?
It's exactly right. When you're looking for something underwater, you go to the most likely spot and you build a box around it, and then it's just like cutting the grass. You have to go back and forth and eliminate the areas. Over the first 5 years of this millennium, we eliminated the primary box where we actually thought it had the best chance. Now we're into a secondary box. It wasn't in the first box, obviously, and very rarely a shipwreck's found in the first box. And they keep doing that until they find it. But until you find it, it's very boring, and then as soon as you find it, it's very exciting.
Yes, and that's the biggest search, I guess, on everyone's mind right now.
It's quite difficult to put together a search of this size, so it's quite an effect or an endeavor. A lot of people have been working very hard to get it done. To get that many people into the field and sustain them there is very difficult.
Have you seen like climate change? Is that affecting the ice conditions? Is there more or less, or how's that working for you?
Well, for the years that I've been up there, the ice has been and it's made the season a little longer, so now we can have almost a full month to look in the area. It's ice-free. Back in the 90s, it was probably only 2 weeks.
Wow, right on. Well, we appreciate this. We know you're under time constraints. Thank you.
You're quite welcome.
Yes, David Woodman is a historian, has been on numerous Arctic expeditions. He's the author of two books about Franklin, Strangers Among Us, and Unraveling the Franklin Mystery. We reached him this morning in Port Coquitlam, B.C.